经手的手，你每天天未亮你就起来，到父神面前去祷告，主啊，你为我们做了美好的榜样，主啊，你每天生活的能力泉源，是因为在祷告中你与父神有亲密的交通，我们愿意。这些属你的儿女，主啊，我们也愿意学你的样式，在地上借着祷告亲近你，在地上借着祷告经历父神的信实、能力和他的慈爱。亲爱的主耶稣，今天晚上我们一同聚集在你的跟前，你是我们的喜乐，你是我们的满足。你是我们最深处的依靠和安慰，我们把自己，把每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，都交在你的手中。我们像当日门徒们一样，到你的跟前来说，主啊，求你教导我们怎样祷告，带我们进入祷告生活的丰富和喜乐的里面，也带我们进入。祷告生活的深处，就像刚才弟兄姊妹的心愿一样，主啊，带我们进入幔内，我们更多明白父神的旨意，更多脱开世俗的缠累，主啊，更多在地上借着祷告，能够推动宝座全能的膀臂在地上运行，好叫你的旨意快快的成全。亲爱的主耶稣，让我们不轻看祷告这件事，也让我们尝到在祷告生活中的甘甜、喜乐，并且认识你的名字，称作奇妙。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你啊！今天晚上的交通，我们在你面前的时间，恭敬托在你的手中。谢谢你听我们的祷告。奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，
阿
阿
门，
门。
阿门，
弟兄姊妹们，大家好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
很高兴上个周末呢，能够和所有弟兄姊妹一同交通我们过去六堂所分享的主的话语。
I'm really happy that last week we had the opportunity to share about what we discussed in the past six gatherings.
啊，也因着这个交通，我看见弟兄姊妹对祷告有一个更深的渴慕，还有一个更深的愿望。
And that through this fellowship, I saw that people had a greater, deeper desire and hope for prayer.
上次我们有位弟兄提到啊，我们前面交通的这个祈求、求问和交通的祷告。
And we had someone brought up how the past prayers were the prayer of asking, of seeking inquiry, and of fellowship.
好像着重的点都在关乎我们自己本身个人的需要和愿望。
It seemed that the focal point was on our own wants and needs.
但是。我们怎样来为着别人的需要，为着教会的需要，为着神在这个时代的工作的需要祷告呢？
But how do we pray for other people's needs for the church or for what God wants in us?
这个使我深处好像被触动了。
And it seems like we were touched by this question.
因为在我准备这一系列的交通题目的时候。
Because as I was preparing the topics for these gatherings,
关于祷告本来是有五个题目的，
there were supposed to be five topics regarding prayer.
那么我给大家的呢，只给了三个，有两个呢，我想可能以后有机会再讲。
But I was going to only share three and share the other two at a later time.
但是我们弟兄问起来，我看好多弟兄姊妹心里都很渴慕。
But as the brother asked this question, I saw that many people also wanted to know this.
所以这一周一开始的时候，我就赶快写短信给两个聚会的负责弟兄们。
And so at the beginning of this week, I sent a message to the responsible brothers.
盼望得着弟兄们的印证和许可，那我就把本来12堂的，我要加两堂，变成14堂。
And so since they agreed, the 12 sessions became 14.
啊，就是我在家关于祷告的，一个是代求的祷告，还有一个是征战的祷告。
And this means that I would add two sessions, prayer of intercession and then prayer of spiritual battle.
那么感谢主，弟兄们呢，很快就回我，所以我这个礼拜呢，就准备了代求的祷告这个题目。
And so thankfully they replied quickly, and this week's topic is prayer of intercession.
啊，我们讲到祷告呢，是每个神儿女一种属灵生活的操练。
So prayer is one type of spiritual exercise for every child of God.
在提摩太前书第二章第八节第九节里面。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 8 to 9.
保罗讲到每一个信主的弟兄还有信主的姊妹在生活中不可缺少的一件事情。
And Paul says that for every brother and sister who believes, the one thing that they cannot lack in their life,
就是祷告。
That one thing is prayer.
保罗的话是这样说的，他说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
He says, I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
又愿女人也是这样。
And in like manner, also women.
啊，在第九节呢，中文没有把这个意思翻出来。刚才我们姊妹翻的对的。In like manner, 啊，请姊妹念一遍，好吧 ，Lydia. In like manner, women.
Should I read verse 9?
Verse 9, the first sentence.
Oh, in like manner also that woman.
对 ,in like manner also that woman. 啊，所以妇女们也要像弟兄一样的，这个叫 like manner.
So yeah, so in this like manner, women should do the same.
这个一样的是什么呢？就是不要发脾气，啊，不要争论，不要常常疑惑。如果有这些情绪起来的时候，要随处的祷告。
And so this like manner means to also not have wrath and doubting, but to pray everywhere.
这就告诉我们说，祷告是每一个属神的儿女，无论是弟兄或者姊妹。
And so this means that every child of God, whether a brother or a sister,
无论是老年或者是青少年，
or whether they're older or younger,
甚至是小孩子。
Or even children.
祷告的生活是一种最直接的，而且最蒙福的属灵的生活。
Prayer is the most direct and most blessed part of our spiritual life.
我要讲一个很实际的例子。
And I want to give a very practical example.
在教会，我们正常聚会的时候，我们有儿童的聚会。
In a normal church, we have the gathering for the children.
有 children's.Gathering, children meeting,
or
Sunday school. 你知道，在儿童聚会里面，孩子们玩在一起的时候，有的时候难免会争吵，难免会彼此出问题，甚至有吵架，有打架，有哭，有告状的事情。
So during these gatherings, when the children are together, they may have disagreements, problems, or fights.
我们怎么处理这些问题呢？
How do we deal with these problems?
有的老师把两边都骂一顿，说你们不应该，这不是基督徒的样子，两个孩子都哭了。
Some teachers may yell at both children and both are crying, saying that this is not what you should do as a Christian.
有一些服侍的弟兄和姊妹呢，就听哪一方有理，就去告那个没有理的，你的孩子欺负人了。
Or some may figure out which one is right and tell the other parent that their child was being mean.
本来是儿童的问题，结果变成大人的问题。
And so before it was the children's problem, but now it's the adult's problem.
保罗说不，不要这样处理，不要这样处理。
But Paul says, no, this isn't how you're supposed to deal with it.
我们该怎么处理呢？ 带两个孩子一起在主面前认罪，一起祷告。
But instead, you should bring both of the children before the Lord to repent and to pray.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做属灵生活的操练。
This is called the exercise of our spiritual life.
我就碰过有两个孩子，他们两个都告状，说他打我。一个说呢，我也打回去，他也打回来了，所以我们拉平了。
So two kids are fighting, and one hits the other, but the other hits back to make it even.
那么有一个大姊妹呢，她看到这种情形，她说：“我们一起祷告好吗？”
But when a sister saw this, she said, "Let's pray together."
请你们都安静下来，到主耶稣面前好不好？
Will you quiet down, come before the Lord?
结果他们安静下来了，那个打人的孩子就说，主耶稣，我不应该先动手打他。
And as they quieted down, the one who started it said, I shouldn't have hit him first.
为什么他会这样祷告呢？
Why would he pray like this?
因为他有一个单纯的心。
Because he had a pure heart.
他感觉他是主耶稣的孩子，是小羊。
He realized that he was a child of God, that he is a little sheep.
那么他的良心被圣灵摸到了一下。
And that his conscience was touched by the Holy Spirit.
那么另外一个孩子也祷告。
And then the other child also prayed.
他说，主耶稣，我也不好，我说话惹了他，所以他才打我。
And he said, Lord, I also was wrong. I spoke words that provoked him.
他们先求主赦免。
And they asked the Lord for repentance.
然后呢，他们张开眼睛呢，那个打人的孩子第一个说，我对不起你， I'm sorry.
And so after they opened their eyes, the person who hit him said, I'm sorry.
另外一个孩子说， It's okay.
And the other child said, It's okay.
弟兄姊妹，问题就解决了。
And so the problem was resolved then.
不仅解决了问题，而且借着这一个看起来不好的事情，两个孩子良心里面都经历了圣灵。
And not only was it resolved in this seemingly bad situation, both of the child's consciences were built up.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们生命开始的起点，这就是我们经历主的一个机会。
So this is the beginning of our life. This is the opportunity to experience the Lord.
所以我们说，祷告是每一个神儿女们最基本的一种属灵生活。
So this is why we say prayer is one of the basic fundamental spiritual exercises for every child of God.
祷告更是我们操练自己的心和灵的生活。
And prayer even more so is the training of our heart and spirit.
这是因为每次祷告，我们安静下来，圣灵就在我们灵里面摸我们，供应我们，光照我们。
Because every time when we quiet down and pray, the Holy Spirit is in our hearts, or in our spirit, and is able to touch us and to build us up.
我们就会摸到神的同在。
So that we're able to reach the presence of God.
所以在祷告生活中是亲近主最直接的一种操练。
And so this is one of the most basic and direct ways of drawing near to the Lord.
我们会张开眼睛的时候会跟别人讲说，主的同在真好，因为我刚才与他相会了。
And when we open our eyes, we can tell others how good the presence of God is because we've been able to unite with him.
如果我们在每一件事情上面都有这样的操练和学习。
And if we're able to have this practice and learning in every opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的生命，我们的性格，我们的习惯，我们为人都会开始有变化。
And so then our life, our personality, our habits, how we act, all will be able to change or transform.
我们会在别人眼中看起来，这个人改变了，这个人长进了。
In other people's eyes, they'll see how we have changed and how we've grown.
不仅祷告是这样的操练。
Prayer is not only this kind of exercise.
我们还有一种的祷告，就是祷告的生活呢，在神的面前是一个属灵的职分。
Another type of prayer that we have is that prayer before God is a spiritual ministry.
是的，是每一个属神的儿女在神的宝座前进祭司的功用。
And that every person belonging to God before the throne of God fulfills the ministry of being a priest.
Yes. 弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 我们蒙恩得救, 不仅成为神家中的人, 做神的儿女,
After we've been saved, we are not only a child in the house of God.
我们享受神给我们一切的丰富和祝福。
And we can also enjoy all of his richness and the blessings he's given us.
神在我们身上还有一个非常 重要的一个期望,一个目的。
But he also has a very important hope or goal for us.
就是要我们在他的国中,在他的家里面成为有用的人。
And that's in his kingdom, in his house, we can be a useful person.
这个有用的人, 他要尽他的功用,成为祭司,神的祭司。
And this useful person tries their best to be the priest of God.
这是从旧约一直到新约,将来到永世,神都没有改变的旨意。
And this is his unchanging purpose from the Old Testament to the New Testament into eternity.
弟兄姊妹,有很多时候我们传福音,只传到我们做神的儿女就停下来了。
Sometimes we only preach the gospel to the point of us becoming his children.
所以很多人呢,就在神的国中,在神的家中,一直都是小baby,没有办法长大。
So many people don't grow up and they just remain babies for the entirety of being in his kingdom.
我们讲到祷告生活的时候,一定要和弟兄姊妹讲到,祷告也是一个工作,是一个职分,是一个责任。So
we speak about prayer life, we have to know that it also is a responsibility, it is a job we have to do.
我们在神的面前,神要教导我们怎样尽祭司的职分。So
before God, he'll teach us how to enter into this ministry of priesthood.
那么,尽祭司职分,它的基础,第一件事情就是祷告。The
first part of the ministry of priesthood is prayer.
祷告乃是一切侍奉与工作的基础。And
prayer is the foundation of all ministry and work.
若是我们在祷告生活中,我们会来求问,会来照着神的旨意祈求,弟兄姊妹。 那个叫做敬祭司的职分，那个叫做代祷的侍奉。And
so if we're able to ask God and pray about what his will is, this is entering into the ministry of priesthood, the ministry of intercession.
我们从新约圣经里面可以看见,
We can see this in the New Testament.
主耶稣为我们在十字架上赎罪,受死了以后,
Jesus bare our sins on the cross and died for us.
从死里复活,升天到了天上,
and then afterwards he resurrected and ascended to heaven.
得着了荣耀,
and there he received the glory.
那么他在天上是不是就休息了,没有事做了呢?
And so in heaven, is he just resting and doing nothing?
我们读新约圣经看见不是这样的。
When we read the New Testament, we know that this isn't true.
神用右手将他的爱子高举, 使他坐在父神宝座的右边。
And God uses his right hand to put his son next to him on the right of his throne.
他就得着了圣灵, 并且把应许的圣灵浇灌下来, 使得教会出生在地上。
And so that he received the Holy Spirit and put it in the world so that the church is up.
那么主耶稣他就成为教会的大祭司, 祭司长, 来引领所有神的儿女们一同进祭司的职分。
And so Jesus became the great high priest to lead all the children of God into this ministry of priesthood.
这个记载在希伯来书的里面。
And this is recorded in Hebrews.
好,我们读一下下,希伯来书第十章,第二十一节。希伯来书十章二十一节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家,
and since we have a great high priest, a great priest over the house of God,
那么这位大祭司就是复活升天得荣耀的主耶稣基督,
and this great priest is the resurrected, ascended, glorious Lord Jesus.
那么他治理神的家, 他最重要的职,他的工作是什么呢?
And so being priest over the house of God, what was his most important responsibility?
在希伯来书第七章里面。
We see this in Hebrews chapter 7.
24节、25节，我读给大家听。
Verses 24 and 25.
这位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣在神的家中尽大祭司的职分。
Jesus has a ministry of being the great priest over the house of God.
他最主要的工作就是为我们每一个人代祷。
But his most important job is to intercede for each of us.
他要拯救我们，拯救到底。
And that he'll save us and save us completely.
并且他做榜样来教导我们在地上怎样也成为一个代祷的祭司。
And that he's an example for us for what it means to be a priest who intercedes.
不仅主耶稣为我们尽这个职分，为我们做这个榜样。
And Jesus not only enters into this ministry and is this example for us.
我们知道今天住在我们里面的圣灵，他也同样是一个代祷的圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit inside of us is also the Holy Spirit that intercedes.
在罗马书第八章里面
In Romans chapter 8,
第二十六、二十七节
verses 26 to 27,
保罗说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
27节，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
所以我们看见我们代祷的职分呢，是与圣灵一起祷告。
So the ministry of intercession is one where we pray with the Spirit.
我们可能不会，我们不知道要求什么，我们也不知道要如何来求。
And we may not know how to or what to ask for.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，但是圣灵在我们里面用说不出来的叹息照着神的意思祷告，我们若是摸到圣灵的意思，我们就会做一个代祷者。
But the Holy Spirit in us is able to intercede for us with groanings which cannot be uttered according to the will of God.
这是在祷告生活中一个非常宝贵也非常真实的一件事情。
And this is a very precious and true thing in our prayer life.
圣灵在我们里面亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
That the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
那么他怎么祷告呢？
How does the Holy Spirit pray?
他照着神来祷告。
The Holy Spirit prays according to God.
他不是照着你我来祷告。
It doesn't pray according to you or I.
他是为我们，但是却不照着我们。
And the Holy Spirit prays for us, but not according to what we want.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们所要的不是上好的。
Because what we want is not the best.
我们不认识神的旨意，所以我们就要一些次好的东西。
We may not know the will of God, so we ask for things that are second best.
那么圣灵在我们里面呢，他帮助我们，替我们祷告。他是照着神的意思为我们求上好的事情。
But the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and he prays according to the will of God, according to what's best.
这就是代祷的侍奉给我们看见我们可以学的功课。
This is a lesson that the ministry of intercession teaches us.
所以在以赛亚书45章11节里面。
And then in Isaiah 45:11,
先是以赛亚听见神好像说了一句话。他把它记载下来。
And Isaiah writes down what he thinks the Lord says.
我读一下给大家听。耶和华以色列的圣者，就是造就以色列的，如此说：将来的事，你们可以求，可以问我；至于我的种子，并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。
Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, you command me.
弟兄姊妹们，神要做的事情，他要我们说出来。
And so what we want God to do, he wants us to say it.
我们怎么说出来？我们先问神。
To do this first, we have to ask him.
我们明白了神要做什么，然后我们借着祷告把这件神要做的事情告诉神。
And so first we ask him to know what he's going to do, and then through prayer we can tell him what he should do.
这就是代祷最高的职分和意义。
And so this is the greatest meaning and responsibility of intercession.
我们可以这样说，代祷呢，就是与神同工的侍奉。
And so we can say that intercession is the ministry of co-working with God.
所以一个人呢，不在乎你外面有才干、有能力、有体力。
And so we no longer look at outside strengths or abilities.
弟兄姊妹，那些都是宝贵的，也是重要的。
And those are precious and important.
但是更重要的是，我们里面明白神的旨意，并且照着神的旨意来祷告，那个叫做与神同工。
But what's more important is that we understand his will and we pray according to his will. This is co-working with God.
而这种的工作呢，是不受我们肉身条件的限制。
And this kind of work is not bound by the limits of our fleshly body.
我们年纪越大，可能没体力出去跑了，也没有，这个恩赐也慢慢的衰残了。
Because as we get older, we may not have the energy to go out to run, or our gifts may start to diminish.
或者我们弟兄姊妹，我们年轻，我们还没有成熟，但是你明白神的旨意，你也可以进入代祷的生活。
Or if you're young and you haven't fully matured, but if you understand God's will, you can still intercede.
我们在神的眼中看是极其宝贵、极其尊荣的。
And this is very precious and glorious in the eyes of God.
所以上次我们弟兄问了，我弟兄，这些祷告好像都限于为自己，或者为地上的事情、眼前的事情祷告。那么有没有更宝贵、更尊荣的祷告？
And so last time when the brother asked that these prayers are all about individuals or worldly needs, are there any more higher or more glorious prayers?
我们弟兄上个礼拜的交通啊，真是叫我心里面被触动。所以我在主面前说，主啊，或许你的意思啊，弟兄姊妹已经预备好要接受这些话语了。
And so because the fellowship last week of this brother really touched me, I felt that everyone's hearts was prepared to hear this message.
弟兄姊妹，不要再做一个在基督里的婴孩了。
And so that we're no longer an infant in the Lord.
我们要在基督里长大。
But may we grow in Christ.
要在基督里做大人。
And that we can become an adult in Christ.
而且做一个有用的人， become a grown up in Christ. 然后呢， useful.Vessel, 在主的面前我们成为有用的。
So that we can become a grown up in Christ and we can become a useful vessel in Christ.
这是我这一个礼拜不仅为着 DC 的众弟兄姊妹的祷告，我也为着全地，还为着我自己服侍波特兰的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And so this week, this is not only my prayer for those in DC, but also for myself and those in Portland.
你知道主回来以前，主不要在地上遇见小 baby 的基督徒，他要遇见长大成人预备好的心腹。
And so before the Lord comes, he doesn't want to see the world full of babies, but rather grown-ups who are ready.
这是我上个礼拜听见弟兄问这个问题，我心灵就深处被摸到。我说，主啊，是不是我们该交通这个题目？
And so I was truly touched after hearing the brother's question and asked God if I should share about this topic.
祷告必须要摸到神的旨意。
Prayer must touch the will of God.
那么一个为着神的旨意来祷告的，
And a person who prays after God's will,
神往往先要在他的身上做工。
Then God will work in his heart.
如果主不能得着这一个祷告的人，那么就是他祷告为着神的旨意啊，可能也是轻飘飘的。
If God cannot take hold of the person who's praying, then even if they pray about the will of God, it's very surface.
如果一个人呢，他在神面前先被主制作，主得着了这个祷告的人。
But if God is able first to take hold of this person who's praying,
然后主才能够借着这个人的祷告来实行通行他的旨意在地上。
And then through their prayers, God is able to fulfill his will on earth.
我们看见从旧约一直到新约，这个原则从来没有改变过。
And this principle hasn't changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
但是主怎么得着我们这个人呢？
But how is God able to take hold of us?
不一定是外面发生的和神的国度啊，或者跟教会重大的事情才得着我们。
It may not necessarily be on the outside some great thing that happens with his kingdom or with his church.
弟兄姊妹，反而有的时候是我们个人肉身生活中最小的，好像最个人私人的事情，那件事情把我们的心完全压倒，神就可以做工了。
But it may be that in our personal lives, a very small, little thing that happens to us, where it will crush our hearts, and then God can do His work.
我举一个例子，撒母耳的母亲哈拿就是这样一个人。
And one example of this is Samuel's mother Hannah.
我们都熟悉哈拿的故事，对不对
？We should all be pretty familiar with the story of Hannah.
哈拿结了婚，他的妻子那个时候犹太人的一个男人呢，差不多都是娶两个妻子。
And so at that time period, most men had two wives.
可能呢，那个时候的女性呢，妇女的数目比男人多，所以呢，很多男人呢，他要负两个女人的责任，娶两个妻子。
It might be because there were more women than men, so they had two wives to take care of more.
这是一个很平常的以色列的家庭。
And this was a very normal Israelite family.
但是这两个妻子，一个结了婚以后就生育有孩子。
And so then after they got married, they would have kids.
但是哈拿呢，她结了婚多年就是没有生育。
But for Hannah, after many years, she still couldn't get pregnant.
那么这显出了不是她没有生育，不是她丈夫的问题，是她的问题。
But so this meant that it wasn't her husband's fault, but it was her fault.
而当时 her problem not necessarily a fault.
Her problem.
Yeah, 那当时在以色列人中间呢，因为他们有一个应许啊，女人的后裔要胜过仇敌家长的头，所以每一个结了婚的女性呢，都盼望自己生出那个后裔了。
Because then they had the saying that one woman's descendants would be able to overcome the enemy, so they all wanted their descendant to be that.
他们所以如果没有生男孩子，这一个做妻子的脸上呢，就好像没有光荣的样子。
And so if they weren't able to have a son, it seemed like they weren't able to have the glory in their face.
弟兄姊妹们，哈拿就在这样的痛苦中被他的同伴就是另外一个妻子讥笑，并且呢常常的捉弄他。
And so because of this, Hannah was ridiculed or put in harshness by the other wife.
这个是哈拿心中的痛苦。
And so this was the hardships in Hannah's heart.
他心中痛苦唯一的答案就是如果神能给他一个儿子。
And so the only way that she could help this was if God gave her a son.
我们在撒母耳记上第一章里面就看见哈拿痛苦到一个地步，在示罗献祭的时候他没有办法开口祷告，他就在默默的嘴巴在说话，心里愁苦，也不去吃祭肉，也不去欢乐，站在那里被以利看见。
And so first Samuel, we see that she was bitter to the point that when she was in Shiloh, she was weeping and crying, and her mouth was moving, but no words came out, and the priest saw her.
他在神面前有一个祷告说，神啊，求你给我一个孩子，好叫我除去在以色列人中做妇人的这个羞耻。
And so she prays to God that will you give me a son And then she'll take away the shame from her.
是的，她要一个男孩子，要一个刚强的生命。
And that she wanted to have a son.
弟兄姊妹们，没有想到她的需要就是神在那个世代的一个需要。
But her needs were actually what God also needed in that time.
你知道在四世纪结束的时候，有两次或者有三次说到，那时以色列中没有王，个人行自己眼中看为对的事，就是个人啊，只凭自己的心意而行。
And so, this was in the time period of Judges, and many times it said that the Israelites didn't have a king, so they did what was fitting to them.
神的百姓中间，神需要得着一个合他心意的人，来照着神的旨意引导全体的以色列人。
And he needed someone according to his will to lead the Israelites, according to God's will.
但是哪一家的妈妈肯把自己的儿子献给神呢？
But which mom wanted to give up their son to God?
没有一个，大家都是为自己。只要我有儿子，我就光彩了，我就没有羞耻了，我就可以去讥笑别人了。
But not a single one wanted to, because if they had a son, then they could laugh at others. They would not have a shame anymore.
但是哈拿的祷告说，主啊，如果你给我一个男孩子，我就把这个孩子献给你，让你用，啊，让他呢一生做拿西尔人。
But Hannah prays that if you give me a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of my life, and that he will be a Nazarite.
在哈拿最大的痛苦、最无奈的时刻，她被神得着了。
And that in her greatest hardship, she was able to be received by God.
结果她的祷告就满足了神在那个世代的需要，就是神要得着一个完全归给他的人。
So Hannah's prayer fulfilled God's need that he wanted someone who was completely belonging to him.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们这样说啊，如果祷告要摸到神的旨意，
So in order for a prayer to reach God's will,
主往往先要得着那个祷告的人，
God first has to take hold of the person who's praying.
然后才借着这个人的祷告来成全他的旨意。
And then through this person's prayer, he can fulfill his will.
神也常常借着时代和环境。
God can also often use the environment and the time period.
无论是我们个人的需要、缺陷或者难处，
whether it's an individual's needs, lacks or hardships,
或者是整教会整体的衰败、软弱和困苦，
or the church overall's weaknesses or hardships.
神的儿女们受不了了，就天天叹气，主啊，你要救我们。
If the children of God can't take anymore, they're constantly sighing, asking the Lord to save them.
当我们有这种的叹息的时候，那个代祷的执事就出现在教会中间。
And when we have this kind of groaning, then this ministry of intercession can appear in the church.
我们在旧约时代，在出埃及记第一章、第二章里面，你就看见以色列人在埃及没有路可以走
啊。We see this in Exodus chapters 1 and 2 that the Israelites had nowhere to go.
他们呢在法老的手下做奴工。
And that they were slaves under Pharaoh.
法老还不满意。
But Pharaoh still wasn't satisfied.
而且要求他们的收生婆看见以色列人妇人生产，如果生男孩就把他杀了，如果生女孩就让他活下去。
He even asked that if the Israelites had any male child that they were killed, only the girls could be kept.
弟兄姊妹，这叫什么呢？这叫做种族灭绝政策。
This is called
genocide.
Genocide.
弟兄姊妹们，所以以色列人困苦苦不甘言呢，他们就开始祷告。
And so these Israelites were in such hardships that they started to pray to God.
你读创世纪啊。当他们进埃及的时候，他们是很光彩的，是贵宾式的被接待。那时候他们没有祷告。
And the end of Genesis, when they're first there, they received in a glorious way, and so at that point they didn't pray.
但是当他们困苦的时候
，But when they started to toil and have hardships.
弟兄姊妹，毕竟我们是神的儿女。
And for us as children of God.
一个做儿女的，如果父母还在有能力的话， 我们碰到什么事情，最后都会去找自己的爸爸妈妈，对不对？
And so for us as children, we always will go to our parents for any problems we have.
啊，所以最早的代祷，我们看见了，就是以色列整个民族在困苦中被神得着，他们成为代祷的人。
And so the first, so the Israelites in their hardships, they prayed to God and they became the people of intercession.
为什么我说他们是代祷的人呢？
Why do I say that they're interceders?
因为早在400多年以前，神就与亚伯拉罕他们的祖先立约说，你的后裔将在埃及被苦待400年，然后我要带他们出来，回到这个地，使他们得着这个应许之地。
Because years ago, God had already promised Abraham that your descendants will go to Egypt, they'll be treated harshly for 400 years, and then I will lead them out to Canaan, the promised land.
这是神的旨意。
And this is God's will.
以色列人在埃及过舒服日的时候，他们不在乎这个旨意。
When the Israelites were living a comfortable life in Egypt, they didn't realize his will.
等到他们在埃及了，觉得住不下去了，他们才想起来，他们就呼求神，那就是代祷。为什么？他们的祷告摸到了神已经定好的计划和目的了。
But when they felt that they couldn't take anymore, they prayed to God. This is a prayer of intercession because it was able to reach God.
弟兄姊妹，代祷乃是摸到神的旨意。
So intercession prayer is one that is able to take hold of God's will.
照着神的计划和目的，我们来求，那个叫做代祷。
And if we pray according to his purpose, his will, this is intercession prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这样的祷告，就像我们弟兄刚才领我们唱那首诗歌的第一节说的。
This kind of prayer is like what was said in the first verse of the hymn.
这个祷告就是灵中所烧的圣香。
Prayer is the incense of a holy heart.
是从苦难熬炼中产生出来的。
And that it's risen from the tribulations and hardships.
好，弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们讲到哈拿的经历，以色列整个民族的经历，向我们说明这件事情。
The experiences of Hannah and of the entire tribe of the Israelites show us this.
所以进入代祷的侍奉，就是在神的手中成为有用的人，在神的家中成为长大成人的人。
The ministry of intercession is to be a useful person, a mature grown up in God, before God.
如果我们在一起聚会，弟兄姊妹都有心愿说，主啊，我为着我自己祷告很好，但是我觉得不满足，我要认识什么叫做代祷。
If we meet together, it's not enough just to pray for each of us, but also we should know what it means to have an intercessing prayer.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这个心愿，你知道父神的心多快乐吧。
And do you know how happy or joyful the Father's heart will be if we have this desire?
我们不再是一个孩童的心思了。
That will no longer be in this child perspective.
不再随着我不再随着今世的潮流、基督教的风气飘来飘去了。
And that we're no longer conforming to the world. We're no longer being shaken around in this religious perspective.
Yeah, the tossed around by the wind.Among Christianity, 啊，弟兄姊妹，你知道今天基督教里面各式各样的风在吹呀，很多神的儿女们吹这个风就往那里去，吹这那个风就往这里去。弟兄姊妹，因为我们没有长大，我们不知道神的心意，我们没有进到幔内。
And so today there are many winds blowing around in Christianity that blow us here and there, and this is because we haven't grown up yet. We don't know the will of God.
但愿我们都有一个心愿。主啊，带我进幔内，我要做一个代祷者。
But may we all have this desire that we want to enter into the will to have this intercession prayer.
你可以用环境来熬我，来练我，我愿意接受，我不怕练。
And may you use the environments to train us to teach us this.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意有这个祷告在主面前求呢？
So are you willing to have this prayer before God?
如果你这样求啊，父的心何等的欢喜啊。
If you pray this way, the Father's heart will be so joyful.
就好像那一天主耶稣的门徒来找主说，主啊，教导我们怎么祷告，就像约翰教他的门徒们怎么祷告一样。
And just like how the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, or when they asked John the disciple how to pray.
我相信那一天主的心非常的欢喜啊。
And so I believe that that day, Jesus' heart was filled with joy.
好，接下来我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点点，代祷的要素是什么？
And next, I want to share a little bit about what the keys of intercession are.
还有呢，代祷者所得着的福分是什么？
And also the blessing that the intercessor receives.
代祷者的要素啊，第一个是我们里面被神的爱充满，我们爱神自己。
And the first is that because we are filled with God's love, that we love God.
我们爱神了，我们就爱神所说的话，那就是圣经中的真理，神的旨意。
And because we love God, we also love His words, which is the Bible, and His will.
我们在神的话语上面，我们要去明白神的旨意是什么，神在这个时刻要做什么。
In God's words, we have to understand what His will is and what He's going to do at this moment.
因为我们寻求明白，我们就在祷告生活中与神同心，与神同行，与神同工。
And so if we understand this, then in prayer, we're able to unite with God in the same mind and in the same work.
我举一个例子，就是上个礼拜我们也谈到亚伯拉罕在创世纪十八章里面，他接待了神和神的使者。
We can bring the example of Abraham from Genesis 18 when he encounters the Lord and the man with him.
当他款待了神和神的使者之后，他们有了交通之后，神要离开的，亚伯拉罕就送他们一程。
After he takes care of them and they have fellowship, Abraham went with them all the way.
他们一路走的时候，神就说呢，我们要做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕。
And as he's walking, he says,shall hide from Abraham what I'm doing.
所以神就告诉亚伯拉罕，我们往前走，我们要去索多玛、俄摩拉，因为那里的罪恶满盈，他们要受审判。
But so he tells him that he's going to Sodom and Gomorrah because it's full of sin and he will enact his judgment there.
那一天亚伯拉罕就开始了一个代祷的实习。
And so this is when Abraham starts his ministry of intercession.
他因为尝过神的爱。
Because he has tasted God's love.
他也爱神。
And that he loves God.
他就在神面前放胆的求。他说，神啊，如果那个城里面有五十个义人，就是在你眼中看，他们还是对的人，你还灭不灭这个城呢？
And so then Abraham boldly asked the Lord, will you sweep away the, if there's 50, will you sweep them away with the wicked?
神说我不灭。
But then the Lord says he wouldn't.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道主耶稣要回来以前，地上还会有真正有信心的人吗？
So before the Lord comes, will there be truly faithful?
Yeah, 在路加福音十八章里面讲， When the Son of Man returns, can he find faith on earth? 他还能够在地上找到有信心吗？
And so he says, when he returns, will he actually be able to find faithful people?
我们知道我们是因信被称义的。
And we know that we're credited righteousness because of faith.
在地上有义人是因为地上有人还相信神，相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And that there are only righteous people on earth because there are some people who have faith that Jesus is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们，如果今天教会还能够把这个真理讲得清楚，有人相信神就 不回来毁灭，不回来审判，因为神宽容。
If the church is still able to explain the truth, then people have faith, then God will not get rid of, sweep away everything.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是亚伯拉罕的代求。
This is the prayer that asks of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕一直求到，如果有十个人，神说，如果能找到十个，我也不毁灭他们。
And so Abraham intercedes until he asks the Lord about 10 people. He still says no.
那一路走啊，亚伯拉罕真是与神同行，与神同心。
And as Abraham walking, he really is united with the Lord in his walk and in his mind.
弟兄姊妹们，今天代祷的第一个要素，就是因为爱神，就为着神的旨意、神的国度、神的工作来求。
So the first key is that because we love God, we will intercede for God's will, His kingdom, his household, and his people.
这就是在马太福音第六章第九节第 十节主耶稣教导门徒们祷告的第一个原则。
So this is the first principle that Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray in Matthew 6, 9 to 10.
主教导门徒们说你们祷告要这样说。
He says, in this manner, therefore, pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，真正的代祷是照着神的旨意，为着神的旨意能够通行来祷告。
And so a true intercession prayer is according to and for God's will.
这个祷告是为着神的利益，为着神在人间他的工作能够往前而有的祷告。
And so this prayer is for God's benefits and interest that they will move forward, this kind of prayer.
那么第二个代祷的职分里面的要素。
The second key for intercession prayer.
是我们爱人关心人的灵魂我们来祷告。
And that we pray because we love people and we care about people's soul.
爱弟兄姊妹爱神的教会关心人属灵的光景来祷告。
And we pray by loving because we love brothers and sisters, we care in the church and we care about people's spiritual situation.
我们知道神愿意所有的人得救不愿意一个人沉沦。
And we know that God, he wants every single person to believe and not a single to perish.
这个是在彼得后书里面彼得告诉我们。
And this is what Peter tells us in 2 Peter.
他说神愿意万人得救不愿意一个人沉沦。
That God wants all to be saved and not a single to perish.
To perish. 这是在彼得后书第三章第九节里面的话。
From 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
另外呢我们在提摩太前书第二章第四节里面我们看见神的心意说神愿意万人都得救而且要明白真道。
And his will also is that he wants all people to be saved and to know the truth.
弟兄姊妹所以代祷哈我们明白了神的旨意我们就爱人的灵魂为着他们得救祷告。
So intercession prayer, after we know God's will and we care about people's soul, then we'll pray for that.
那么爱神的教会爱弟兄姊妹我们就为着我们能够明白真道得着那属灵的实际我们来祷告。
And because we love brothers and sisters in the church, and we pray that people will know the truth and the reality of the gospel.
这是代祷生活里面最主要的两个要素。
So these are the two main keys in the prayer of intercession.
当然这个祷告是非常的宽广而且你一生学习啊我们都测不透的。
And of course, this kind of prayer is very broad and you can learn your whole life and not learn all of it.
那么成为一个代祷者他的福分是什么呢
And so what is the blessing of an intercessor?
是让我们能够因着祷告认识神的旨意。
This blessing is that through prayer we're able to know the will of God.
我们就成为神的朋友。
And that we can become a friend of God.
弟兄姊妹们在旧约里面有一个人圣灵为他做见证说他是神的朋友。
In the Old Testament, there's a person who God testifies as him being the friend of God.
在历代志下第二十章第七节。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 7.
在那里说将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕后裔永远为业吗
And that this land was given to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever.
你知道一个人能够被神称作朋友这是不得了的事情啊。
This is an unbelievable thing to be called a friend of God.
弟兄姊妹今天有人讲 全世界最有权威的人大概就是美国总统吧。
So some people may say that the person who has the most authority may be the president of America.
以前我刚到美国来的时候有人讲，他说我是美国总统的朋友，我问他你怎么可以这样说呢？
So when I first came into America, some people said that I'm the friend of the president. So I said, how could you say this?
他说因为每年的圣诞节美国总统都给我写圣诞卡。
Because they said that every Christmas, the president writes me a Christmas card.
你知道在美国有一些人他们以收到总统的圣诞卡为他贴在家里墙上的。
Because people, if they receive a card from the president, they'll hang it on their wall.
弟兄姊妹，那不过是地上的政治的。而且是必衰残，而且会朽坏的东西。
But this is a worldly thing, a thing that will perish or pass away.
亚伯拉罕第一个为着索多玛、俄摩拉求神怜悯那个代祷，圣经称他做他是我们的朋友亚伯拉罕。
So after Abraham's first interceding prayer for Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible calls him that he's Abraham, God's friend.
到了新约时代。如果我们真是跟随主，
When we come to the New Testament time period and if we truly follow God,
我们进入了代祷的生活和侍奉的里面。
And if we enter into this life and this ministry of intercession,
主就把我们当作他的朋友。那么很多事情啊，还没有发生，主就先告诉你。
God considers us his friends, and when things haven't even happened yet, God could tell you.
弟兄姊妹，这个在只有在侍奉的人。与主同心同行的人会进入这种的经历。
Only in those ministering with God, those who are united with God, they can have this experience.
我为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
在约翰福音15章15、16节里面，这是主耶稣亲自告诉我们。
Jesus himself tells us in John chapter 15, verses 15 to 16.
那里主说，以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友。
So he says, No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends.
因为我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
For all the things I've heard from my father, I've made known to you.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
弟兄姊妹，这是内在生活里面一个极高的福分。
And this is a great and high blessing in our inner life.
内在生活真的进到这个福分，就我们脱离我们以自己为中心的感觉和生活的力。情况里
in our life, we have this blessing to truly be able to deliver from ourselves and our own self.
我们要寻求啊，主啊，让我明白你的旨意，照着你的旨意来祷告。
That instead we can seek after understanding God's will and praying according to it.
那么第二个福分呢？一个代祷的人是住在至圣所里面的。
And the second blessing is that the person who intercedes lives in the holy of holies.
弟兄姊妹们，这是末后世代教会一个非常重要的福分和职责。
This is a very important blessing and ministry of the end time churches.
在希伯来书第九章，第四节里面。
In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4.
或者我从第一节读到第四节。
From verses 1 to 4.
原来前约有礼拜的条例和属世界的圣幕，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和陈设饼。
Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary.
第二幔子后又有一层帐幕，叫做至圣所，有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有盛玛拿的金罐和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。
And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant.
在第4节说, 至圣所里面有金香炉。
In verse 4, it talks about the golden censer.
金香炉是说到众圣徒的祷告, 就是教会的祷告。
This golden censer refers to the prayers of all the saints or the prayers of the church.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常重要的职责, 也是非常宝贵的一个福分。
And this is a very important ministry, a very important blessing.
这个的侍奉啊, 这种的祷告, 叫做献灵祭。
This kind of service or this kind of prayer is called to spiritual sacrifice.
Yes. 啊, 这在彼得后书, 不, 彼得前书第2章第5节, 我读一下给大家听。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
你们来到主面前, 也就像活石, 被建造成为灵宫, 做圣洁的祭司, 借着耶稣基督奉献, 神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 我们个人在家里祷告, 已经非常喜乐了。
Each of us praying in our own homes is already a very joyful thing.
但是你发现, 我们能够和弟兄姊妹一同祷告, 那个喜乐, 主的同在, 还有力量, 要大得多了。
But to be able to pray with others, the joy and the presence of the God is even greater.
我前几次参加不同组的弟兄姊妹分享，有好多好几个姊妹做见，弟兄也做见证。我现在好喜欢参加教会的祷告聚会。
And so in the past couple times when I attended different groups, fellowship and prayer meetings, I heard many people's testimonies and I really enjoy it.
他们做见证说，因为主听祷告。
And because their testimonies were that God listens to prayers.
那什么意思呢? 主悦纳灵祭了。
This means that he has accepted our spiritual sacrifices.
因为你我像大人一样进属灵的职分了。
Because we're able to be like grown-ups to enter into this spiritual ministry.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 最近我们祷告聚会啊, 我那一组的这些年长弟兄姊妹, 他们个个都好喜乐, 说主啊, 今天晚上我们又来进祭司的职分了。
Recently, my prayer meeting group, many people pray that we are able again to enter into this priesthood ministry.
我们晚上呢, 祷告从8点钟, 祷告到9点半, 有时候到10点钟, 他们还不结束。
And after we're praying from 8 to 9:30 or even 10 and still not finishing.
最后只好呢, 大家同声的在线上啊, 个人同声的, 把我们的负担献在主面前。
And then at the end, we'll all unison give our burdens to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 那是何等样的福分啊。
And this is such a great blessing that we have.
我们来到至圣所与神最亲近的时刻。
And that we're able to come to this holy holies to be the most near to the Lord.
就像有一个妈妈做见证, 她说我的女儿, 我跟她一起祷告, 祷告完了, 她跟妈妈讲, 妈妈, 我舍不得把眼睛张开来。
Like the mom's testimony of her praying with her daughter, and at the end, she said she didn't want to open her eyes. Or she, yeah.
为什么呢? 因为主的同在好得无比啊。
And she couldn't bear to open her eyes because the presence of the Lord is so great.
弟兄姊妹, 这是灵里面的喜乐, 绝不是魂, 不是用人的音乐和气氛造出来的。
And this is the spiritual joy, not something created on the outside or through music.
唯有在神儿女们一同奉主的名祷告的时刻。
And this only happens when the children of God together pray to the Lord.
我们知道这个金香炉的祷告啊, 跟神最后一个行动发生直接的关系。
This golden censer has a direct relation to Jesus' last movement.
在启示录第8章第3节第5节那里, 我读一下给大家听。
In Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 to 5.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他。
Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He has given much incense that he should offer with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神的面前。
And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand.
天使拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火倒在地上，随有雷轰大声闪电地震。
Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth, and there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake.
我们知道这是指着第七印揭开之前神要得着的侍奉。
And this refers to the sacrifice that God will receive before the seventh seal.
Yeah, 第七印啊， the seventh seal before it's open. 啊，这个神要得着这个侍奉，这个侍奉就是在教会，在地上的教会同心合意的祷告。
And so this service and ministry of all the churches praying in unison is what he'll receive before the seventh seal is opened.
这个拿着天使的那另一位天，那拿着金香炉的另一位天使是谁呢？
So who is the other angel who is holding the golden censer?
在我个人的领会里面，那是指着今天住在教会中的圣灵说的。
I believe that this is the Holy Spirit who dwells among the church.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们要在圣灵中祷告。
So Paul tells us that we have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
不要在人意里面祷告。
And that we're not praying in our own human will.
不要在你的情绪里面祷告。
Or in our own feelings.
我们要进入至圣所。
But that we should enter into this Holy of Holies.
在这里啊，这个祷告升到神宝座前的金坛啊，我们看见立刻就产生了雷轰闪电地震啊，大声临到全地。
And we know that when these prayers are able to send to the golden altar, then we have these noises, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquakes.
这是代祷者一个权力，一个福分，一个尊荣。
So this is an authority, a blessing, a glorious honor of the intercessor.
这个代祷啊，是祭司最基本的侍奉。
This intercession is the most basic ministry of a priest.
是至圣所里面的侍奉。
And it's a ministry in the Holy of Holies.
就告诉我们说是最靠近神的侍奉。
It's the ministry where we're able to draw closest to God.
在神面前献灵祭的侍奉。
And a ministry of offering spiritual sacrifices to God.
这不仅我们个人在家里的代祷，更是教会团体的代祷。
And so it's not only an intercession prayer we have in our own homes, but one of the entire church.
所以接下来我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点，代祷生活的实行是怎么实行的。
And next I want to share about the practice of intercession life.
好，我们读一下提摩太前书第二章。
We'll read from 1 Timothy chapter 2.
第一节到第七节。
Verses 1 to 7.
我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。
I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此。
And for kings and for all that are in authority.
使我们可以敬虔端正，平安无事的度日。
That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Who will have all men to be saved and to come upon the knowledge of truth.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来。
Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信，学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。
Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity.
从这里我们看见了教会的祷告聚会在基督身体里面的侍奉和生活是学习代祷最好的机会和环境。
So from this we see that church prayer meeting, service and life in the body of Christ are the best opportunities and environments to learn intercession.
我们要感谢主啊，虽然在疫情的时代我们都被关在家里面，但是我们仍然能够和弟兄姊妹在线上有祷告的聚会。
Even though because of the pandemic we're stuck at home, we're able to have these online prayer meetings.
我们可以彼此交通，彼此分担我们的难处。
We're able to have fellowship and to share our hardships.
我们在祷告生活里面彼此安慰，彼此扶持。
And then our prayer life, we're able to comfort and to support each other.
我们还有机会，我们可以一起配搭侍奉，我们学习肢体之间的连结。
So that we can work together to serve together, and we can connect with the other members.
所以我们在一起祷告，保罗劝勉提摩太，第一个要为所有的人能够得着救恩听信福音来祷告。
And so the first point is that we can pray and petition that everyone can receive salvation and to hear and believe the gospel.
他说为君王和一切在位的，就是我们生活的国家的政治的环境，我们来祷告。
And also to pray for kings and all in authority like the government or politics.
不是照着你我选的党派来祷告，不是这个意思啊，绝不是这个意思。
And this doesn't mean to pray according to who you think is the right party.
弟兄姊妹，乃是为着神的教会在地上能够平安无事，不受逼迫和引诱。
But rather that God's children, His church can live this quiet and peaceful life, and that we may not be tempted or persecuted.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？每一个政府都要设定他们的教育的课程。
Every government has their own policies.
Their policy for education. 那么这种 education 呢，有人说的直白一点，就是 upload software into young people's mind.
So some of the policies of it's just, it could be clearly said as uploading software into people's minds.
弟兄姊妹们，在东方称作叫做洗脑教育。
And in the, this can be called brainwashing.
Yeah. 所以你只听这个声音，你就觉得这个就是真理。
So if you only hear this, then you'll think that this is the truth.
弟兄姊妹们，如果今天世界是违背神的，而我们儿女在世界中受教育，他就反对神的。
And so if today the world is against God, then if we're being taught in the world, then we're going to be against God.
所以我们需要祷告。
So we have to pray.
弟兄姊妹们，救我们的年轻人从这个环境里面，这个陷阱的里面出来，让他们看见他的危险。
That the young people may come out of this environment and perspective and see the dangers of it.
让父母亲要留意，不要觉得世界上给他好的学位，给他高薪的职位，你们就高兴得不得了。
And that parents may see that having a good education or job is not what makes you so happy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要为着神的教会，能够遵循神的旨意，能够平安无事被建造，我们来代祷。
But rather we should pray that the church will be according to the will of God and may be edified.
换句话说，我们为着世界的政局祷告，是求神给教会有一个好的属灵环境。
And in other words, we should ask God to give the church a good spiritual environment.
如果不是照着我们所要的，有苦难、有逼迫、有陷阱、有引诱来的时候。
And so that if it's not according to what we want, when there are hardships, temptations, persecutions, anything.
神的儿女们因着代祷，里面也有警觉，里面是清醒的。
Then the children of God, through intercession, they can be alert and clear about it.
那么第三方面，我们的代祷。
And the third aspect of our intercession prayer.
保罗说，不仅为万人，神不仅要万人得救， 而且还要所有得救的人都完全丰满的认识明白真理。
And so we pray that not only can everybody be saved, but they can fully and completely know the truth.
所以我们要为着自己，为着弟兄姊妹，求神把属灵的胃口赐给我们。
So we have to pray that God is able to grant us the spiritual appetite.
啊，这属灵的胃口啊，求主让我们喜欢读圣经。
That we can have this appetite to want to read the Bible.
求主让我们喜欢参加好的聚会。
To ask that we can want to attend a good gathering.
啊，求主让我们喜欢经历圣灵在我身上的管理和教导。
That we can want to have the Spirit guide and control us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，有很多神的儿女们一开始信主啊，胃口就走偏了。喜欢工作，喜欢到处跑，喜欢得着知识，这些啊是很可惜的。
For some people, after they believe, their appetite, their taste may stray away and like their jobs or other worldly things.
当有人为着别人，他能够好好读圣经，定下心来和弟兄姊妹配搭侍奉，弟兄姊妹，不是我们自己忽然就改变，是别人为我祷告。
But if people are able to quiet down to read the Bible and to serve with others, it's not because you changed, but because others prayed for you.
我有一次在澳洲参加一个特会。
One time I attended a special meeting in
Australia, in Sydney. 啊，聚完会了以后，有一些外地去的弟兄姊妹留下来，还在营地里面多住了两天。
And after it was over, some of those from other countries stayed for an extra 2 days.
有一天早上呢，我要去餐厅吃饭的时候，看见在庭院里面有一堆弟兄姊妹站着，围着一圈，啊，面对着里面，我不知道他们在干什么，我就走过去看看。
So one time when I went to go get food, I saw people in the courtyard in a circle facing in. So I walked past to see what they were doing.
我到靠近了，听到他们在祷告，我就站在那里听他们祷告什么事情。
And so as I got closer, I realized they were praying. So I wanted to hear what they were praying about.
后来我知道他们是从香港来的一批弟兄姊妹。
And then I knew that they were people from Hong Kong.
他们在祷告主啊，他们为着他们在香港的年轻人一个一个提名在那里祷告，主啊，求你让他喜欢来聚会，求你让他喜欢读圣经，而且听得进神的话。
And so they were praying for the young people in the church in Hong Kong, each person name by name, wanting to read the Bible, wanting to come to church.
那天我就站在那里听他们祷告，陪他们祷告，我心里非常受感动。
And so that day I stood with them, I prayed with them, and because my heart was very touched.
今天教会有弟兄姊妹开始爱主，开始改变，因为背后有人为他代祷。除了主耶稣，除了圣灵，就是你和我。
Because in the church people are able to change because people are interceding, praying for them. It's because of us and also of God in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的进入这代祷的侍奉，你就不再随着风气，喜欢外面情绪的活动、气氛的东西了，你就进入至圣所了。
If we truly enter into this ministry of intercession, then we're no longer swayed by the outside activities and feelings, but we enter into this Holy of Holies.
我们读保罗的书信，他为每一个聚会都祷告，求主把神的把赐人把智慧和属灵的智慧和悟性赐给他。
And in Paul's prayer, we read that he is praying for every church that they may have the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
叫你们的爱心因着对神的认识、知识和见识多而又多，能够拣选那上好的事情。
So that their love can increase because they know God, and they can have the more of what's the best.
你知道保罗是一个住在至圣所代祷的人。
He was someone who lived in the Holy of Holies to pray this intercession.
彼得是一个代祷的人。
Paul was a person of interceder.
Yeah.彼得也是，约翰也是。
Peter was and John was too.
好，我们知道，今天在这个时代，主要得着每一个弟兄姊妹都做代祷。
And so in this time, God wants each one of us to be interceder.
我们为着我们的下一代，求主开他们属灵的智慧和悟性。
And we pray that for the next generation that our spiritual wisdom and understanding can be opened.
求主在他们心里面点燃对主的爱的火焰。
And that they can, their love for the Lord can be ignited.
最近我们有一个青年人的退休会，在去年年底的时候。
Recently, we had a young adult retreat.
Young people's retreat.
Young people's retreat.
Yeah, high school and middle school and high school. 那么有一个刚刚大学，刚刚去读大学的年轻弟兄，他祷告了，非常摸到我们的感觉。
A brother who had just gone to college, his prayer really touched me.
他回来呢，做弟弟妹妹们的这个 helper。跟他陪他们一起聚会。
He came back to be a helper and to meet with them.
他祷告说 ，Lord, spark the fire in my heart and never let it die. 他说主啊，点燃我心里面的火，爱你的火，让它永不熄灭。
So he said, spark the fire in my heart and never let it die.
弟兄姊妹们。这是我们每一个基督徒啊，你真的被主摸，被主的爱摸到，你开始就不再顾自己的情绪，自己的要求，你开始看，为每一个属主的儿女祷告。
And so for someone who's been truly touched by the love of the Lord, you no longer look at things of yourself, but you want to pray for every single child of God.
我可能和弟兄姊妹讲过，去年最后几个月我每天早上起来，主给我的感觉有两个负担。
I may have shared this, but last year in the last couple of months, the Lord gave me two burdens every morning.
主啊，求你让每一个弟兄姊妹认真读你的话语。
The first is that every person may be able to read his words carefully.
Seriously reading,、yes. 我们去 seek your will, 而不是仅仅说 I know it.我已经读过好多遍。
That we should seriously read his words diligently, and to seek his will, not just to say we know it.
第二个祷告，我在主面前，我说主啊，求你在这些日子多多的感动弟兄姊妹，像你感动大卫一样。
And the second is that he may touch many people like how he touched David.
我们知道大卫受膏以后，神的灵大大的感动他。他就完全服在圣灵的管制的底下。
We know that after he was anointed, that the Holy Spirit continuously touched him, that he was under the control of the Holy Spirit.
他的生活在主的手中就被塑造成形，成为可以用的器。
And that his life under God's hands were able to be made into this useful vessel.
所以我们代祷哈，求主借着圣灵清楚的做工。在弟兄姊妹的身上。
And so may the Lord work clearly in people through this Holy Spirit for intercession.
感动人跟主说主我愿意跟从。
That he may touch people to say that they want to follow the Lord.
并且使弟兄姊妹啊借着追求满心的认识神的旨意。
And so that brothers and sisters may seek and be filled with the knowledge of his will.
像我们读以弗所书读腓立比书，读哥罗西书，里面都记载保罗这样的心愿和祷告。
We read Ephesians, Philippians, or Colossians. We see this will and prayers.
那么第四方面
，And then the fourth aspect.
在代祷生活的实行上，我们呢，在教会中彼此做肢体。
And so for the fourth aspect of intercession, we're all members in the church in the body.
我们彼此是弟兄姊妹，没有高低，没有所谓的你是全职，他是平信徒，你是牧师，我是普通的小弟兄，不是，我们都是互为肢体。
And so we're all brothers and sisters in the church, we're all the same. There's no hierarchy or who's higher or layers.
我们彼此代祷。
And so we should intercede for each other.
彼此扶持。
And we should support each other.
彼此遮盖
and cover one another,
重担彼此担当
and to bear each other's burdens.
我们在这个代祷的生活中来实行并且享受爱的生活
and in this intercession life, may we live out and also enjoy this life of love in prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这些 我们在教会的祷告聚会，服事的弟兄们一再的教导我们，带领我们，服事我们。
And that in these prayer meetings, these brothers are able to lead and to lead each other.
Yeah. 最后一个点。
And then the last point.
我上次稍微交通了一点，这个叫做专一的代祷。
And this is called a devoted intercession prayer.
Yeah, devoted 或者 specific intercession. 就是我们从时代环境还有神的话语里面。
This is from the time period, the environment, and his words.
我们明白了在这个时代神要做什么事情。
We're able to understand what God wants to do in this time.
我们就为着这个，我们天天在主面前等候、祷告、祈求。
And for this, every day we're able to pray before him to ask and to wait.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章十二节里面说，祷告要恒切。
And so in Romans 12, he says that we should pray steadfastly.
Yeah, 然后呢，我们看见在旧约的历史中啊，像但以理他读了耶利米书，知道呢被掳七十年为满。
And also in the Old Testament in Daniel, he knows that after the 70 years captivity.
After 70 years of captivity, they shall return. 这个日期就满了，所以但以理就开始有一个专一的祷告，每天三次对着耶路撒冷求神照着他的旨意释放他的百姓回去。
And so every day, three times a day, he would pray towards Jerusalem that according to God's will.
我们读的尼希米记第一章呢，尼希米在苏珊的王宫里面做王的酒政。
And also when we read Nehemiah chapter 1, where he was the cupbearer.
Yeah, Nehemiah, 他但是他的心一点都不为着他的这个职位夸耀或者满足，他反而很难过。
But he wasn't boasting or happy about his position, rather he was sad.
他心里面真正记挂的是神的殿、神的城，还有神的百姓。
But what he was sad, but he truly thought about was God's temple and God's people.
所以当他听见弟兄们把在耶路撒冷神儿女们的光景和耶路撒冷的城的情形告诉他的时候。
And so when he found out about what's happening in Jerusalem and the city of Jerusalem.
他就非常的痛苦，他坐下来哀哭了好几天，然后跪在神的面前禁食的祷告。
And so he was very sad, he cried for many days, and then he knelt before the Lord and prayed.
因着他这个祷告，他被神得着，成为完成旧约时代神最后一件工作的那个器皿。
And because of his prayers, he was able to be received by the Lord, and he was the vessel to do the last work in the Old Testament.
我们知道神借着尼希米恢复了城墙和城门呢，神在旧约的工作他就完成。
And God used Nehemiah to rebuild the walls and the gates, and God's work in the Old Testament was done.
就等待弥赛亚的降临。
And they were waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在来到了千禧年国度的门口啊！我们知道时代还没有结束，神在这个时刻要做什么呢
？Well, we've come to the year of the years of God's favor.
We come at the door of the millennium.
Oh, the millennium. Okay.
啊，在千禧年的门口了。那么神还这个现在这个时代还没有结束，因为 millennium 是新的时代要来临。
And so since we come to the doors of the millennium, that's what the new time is coming.
我们知道没有结束，就表示说神还有工作要做。那我们有没有知不知道他要做什么？我们在这里该怎么祷告？这个非常重要的。
So since it hasn't ended yet, we know that God still has work to do. So do we know what His work is and how we should pray for it?
但愿我们借着这个，大家一起寻求明白，好叫我们能够进入启示录第八章那个祷告。
So may we all seek and understand according to this, and we can enter into the prayer in Revelation 8.
这个是神圣的扭转时代带进国度的祷告。
And that this is the holy prayer that brings into this new era, that kind of prayer.
就好像哈拿，哈拿不知道他的祷告就结束了士师时代，带进了国度的荣耀。
And just like Hannah, she didn't know that her prayer was bringing into the new glory of the kingdom.
但以理的祷告就结束了被掳的羞耻，回去重建圣殿。
And Daniel's prayer ended the shame of captivity and the rebuilding of the temple.
尼希米的祷告就完成了耶路撒冷的城门和城墙，恢复了属灵的实际，叫神的心得着满足。
And then Nehemiah's prayer ended the work of the Jerusalem's walls and city gates and fulfilled his work and was pleasing to him.
弟兄姊妹们，今天教会还在地上，到底神要做什么？这是我们代祷中重要的题目。
So today the church is on the earth. What is God's work? This is a very important topic of our intercession.
好，我想我今天晚上呢，就交通到这里。
I think I'll finish my sharing here tonight.
我们还有一点时间哈，我能不能呢，开放一下，请弟兄姊妹们可以问问题，可以自由的分享，或者有交通，好不好？然后我们再，交通差不多，我们就一起祷告。
And so we saw some time. I'll leave it open for any questions or open fellowship, and then we can pray after.
如果我刚才讲的有什么不清楚的有语义含糊的地方，大家有问题，或者你初次听你不太明白，都可以问，好不好？
You can ask about anything that was unclear, or yeah, ask any questions.
我弟兄，你可不可以再讲一次哈拿的那个例子？您刚才讲到哈拿的时候，是不是说神要借着哈拿得一个后裔，然后借着哈拿的嘴巴说出了祷告，结果神的事就成了？
对，因为神在那个时代啊，需要一个人做他的器皿，来把那个时代的虚伪，还有这个外面的东西，把它变成了一个属灵的实际。请 Lydia 还是帮忙翻译一下好不好
？So the question was to clear up about Hannah's example and whether God needed a descendant through her and through her prayer. And so at that time, he needed someone to be his vessel to turn everything up the outside environments into the spiritual reality.
呀，对，谢谢你，你知道在士师时代那个时候，以色列人中没有王，个人都觉得自己是行的是最对的，他们都是为着神的，但是却带来拜偶像道德生活的败坏和堕落。
And so at the time the Israelites didn't have a king, and everyone thought that what they did was fit, and there was idol worshiping and evil.
甚至以利的两个儿子使得以色列人厌烦来敬拜神。
And the Eli the priest's two sons even they like
their conduct made the Israelite they 这个 hate to come to sacrifice to God. They disgusted. They were disgusted. 因为呢。那个侍奉是非常虚伪的，而且非常败坏的。
Because what they did with the sacrifices was so evil and bad.
弟兄姊妹，人不讲，但是心里面清清楚楚知道， 我们骗得了自己，骗不了撒旦，更骗不了神。
And because even though people didn't say it, you can't fool yourself, you can't fool God or Satan.
所以神要得着一个人，能够把神的真实带回来。
So God wanted to take hold of someone who could bring back his truth.
那么有哪一个妈妈肯把自己的儿子没有保留的说，这个儿子是你的，因为是你给我的，所以我就把它还给你。
But what mom will, without reserves, say that their son belongs completely to you because you gave him to me?
弟兄姊妹，哈拿的心愿不简单呢。后来神还给他五倍，他又多得了五个孩子。
So what Hannah wanted wasn't that simple, but God gave her five times more. She had five other sons.
但是撒母耳被主得着，圣经记载啊，神使撒母耳所说的话没有一句落空的，没有一句掉在地上，没有功效的。
But not a single thing that Samuel said fell short, fell on the ground, or didn't have use.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那告诉我们说，神的话是真实的，是有实际在里面的，不要把它轻忽啊！你认为对，你就对了，不是这样。
So this means that God's words are true; they have use. I mean, you cannot just look lightly of them and think what you say is right.
如果哈拿不把他从神要来的孩子归给神，神那个祷告就是哈拿得着了，神一点都没有得着。
If Samuel or if Hannah hadn't said that she would give the son to God, even if Hannah received it, God wouldn't receive anything.
所以哈拿的祷告是一个代祷，非常标准的。一个榜样，一个例子。
And so Hannah's intercession prayer is a very classic example of what it should be.
弟兄姊妹，我们不一定会有哈拿那么深的经历啊，但是我们可以有那样的爱主的心。
We may not have as deep of an experience as Hannah, but we should have this heart that loves God.
我们和弟兄姊妹在一起，在教会祷告生活里面，大家都有这个心智，神的心就何等的喜乐。
If we all have this heart and mind, in the church as we pray to God, He'll be very joyful.
弟兄姊妹，而且这个喜乐你会享受在至圣所里面那神圣的交通。
And that this joy can be experienced in the Holy of Holies, this holy fellowship.
Yes, 这个 divine with the Lord, communion with the Lord. 好，谢谢你问这个问题。我们没有太多交通的话，我们就祷告好吗？好，我们请弟兄姊妹哈，有大概五位弟兄姊妹啊，随着刚才我们听见的圣灵给我们的感动和带领，我们把我们的心愿祷告献在主的面前，好不好？最后我们还。